It's The Drive
at 5
with P.A. on 103.7 The Beat. 103.7 The Beat.
Inside The Drive at 5, brought to you by our good friends over at Jar Eat McDonald's. We don't thank Arthur Scott. I always got to say that because, for real, he believed in us, Rob. He believed in us.
Mm-hmm.
He believed in us long time ago, Lakeshore Soul. Remember
oh,
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Arthur Scott, Jar Eat McDonald's, and he's still supporting us 10 years later. Supporting us, and we want to thank those are people who got the influence and they're using the influence to uplift the community.
Yep.
Hey, I think that's what Minister Louis Farrakhan talk about, right?
Oh,
do
yeah.
for self.
Do for self.
That's not the government doing. That's an independent movement right there, and he do it all over this community. So I want to say thank you to Jar Eat McDonald's. I think they got about 8 McDonald's in this area, over 500 people employed. They're going to be hiring some more folks for their new McDonald's. Got the grand opening going next week. They got the groundbreaking ceremony next week, Monday, I think.
Mm.
And so that's about another 80 jobs, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we want to thank them for being a big supporter of 103.7 to be inside the Drive. If you would like to be a sponsor of 103.7 to be a particular hour, you want to sponsor Big Rob, you want to sponsor PA, you want to sponsor Rosie, you want to sponsor Ray J the Doctor Show. Want to sponsor the website, anything,
mm-hmm.
give us a call. We can put a sponsorship for anything, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Want to sponsor the gospel music? You can sponsor the gospel hour.
You want a church you want to be on?
You can sponsor that. If you want to sponsor the star for the day, you can sponsor that. You can sponsor Hollywood News with Rosie LeDoux. You want to sponsor why our news beat reporter, Andrew Treska? You can do that. Judge Show. There's limitations on the Judge Show because he's a judge.
Right.
But we still can have sponsors there depending on who you are.
Right.
So, anyway, 231-727-5007. That is the sponsor line. That's the sponsorship.
Sponsor hookup line.
Sponsor hookup line.
Tell him PA told you to call.
Tell him I told him to call for the sponsorship hookup. Anyway, on the phone line, my good friend, Christian Keys, actor on Let's Stay Together on BET. Rob, he's the same brother that he were when he performed out at Peace Jam long time ago. Chris, how you doing, man?
I'm good, PA. What's going on with you, man?
Man, nothing much, man. I'm happy to hear from you, man. You are doing it, brother.
Hey, I'm grateful. I'm blessed. And, I'm just, hey, all these doors, God's open, and I'm walking in.
You beating the door down.
Good.
tell me about this Let's Stay Together TV show, man. How did you land this role?
Let me see. Well, actually, I auditioned for one role, and then one episode, and then they end up bringing me in for multiple. Like the one went really good, and they end up bringing me in for several, which was awesome. And you know, I'm not turning down nothing but my collar. They asked me, did I wanna, you know, would I come in and do several in the second season? I was like, man, I'll be there before y'all will. it went from good to great. You know, it got better immediately, so that was awesome. And the whole thing was just incredible.
Wow. Now, how many different episodes you been on?
Let me see, total?
Yeah.
I think 8 now.
8?
I've been on a total of 8 episodes, and I'm going to Atlanta in a couple of weeks to shoot a couple more episodes.
Which means they are very happy with you.
Oh, yeah, and I'm very happy with them. I mean, it's BET, man. They're clearly, you know, going in a positive direction with the programming. You know, I love the production team and the staff. The you know the cast is dope. I had worked with a few of them before and stuff. And you know, so it was like just coming back home. You know, everybody was very receptive, very family oriented atmosphere. It was dope, man. It was a huge blessing. And then we shot in Atlanta, so you know you can't really go wrong in the A.
Right. Now outside of the sitcom, you doing other things too.
Yeah. Yep. Just had Dysfunctional Friends released in a limited capacity. And that's, let me see, it opened in theaters in LA, New York. It's about to open in D, DC, and then it comes out on DVD April 3rd. And that's with me, Stacey Dash, Megan Good, Tatiana Ali, Terrell Owens, the football player, Vanessa Simmons, Reverend Ron's daughter, Jason Weaver, Erica Hubbard, Essence Atkins, Wesley Jonathan. Jose Sanchez from the game. I mean, it's a million people in that thing. And it was just an awesome, awesome cast. There's that, and we just shot a film that I wrote called Note to Self with myself, Brian McKnight, Latoya Luckett, Eva Pickford, Valerie Pettiford, Richard T. Jones, J.T. Jackson, Braylee Evans, Jason Weaver. Again, another great ensemble cast, man. It's a romantic comedy. I'm just excited, man. It's a lot going on, and that'll be out this summer as well. And I want to try to do at least two screenings in Detroit. In Michigan. I want to do one over in the D, and then I want to do one in, you know, either GR, if we can set it up, or Muskegon. So, I definitely want to try to do, you know, two screenings or whatever, man. And you know, just let y'all see what's going on, man. It's an awesome, awesome project. And I'm really, really excited about what God's doing, bro.
Wow. Well, we got to make that happen, man. Mm-hmm. We got to make that happen. So proud of you, man. We hear so many positive stories about Christian Keys not confirming, not being like everybody else. I mean, you stay in focus. You've been in L.A. now, what, 6-7 years now?
Yeah, July will be 6 years. Man, I blinked, and it's 6 years going past.
Wow. And
you've done a lot of work over there. How was it working? I know you've done some videos too. How was it working with Ashanti?
It was awesome, man. Ashanti was dope. You know, very professional. I've been blessed to work with a lot of, you know, really cool musical people. Mariah, Nicki Minaj, Ashanti, Carrie Hilson, Letticy, Britney Spears. Like you name it. You know. So when I first got here, that's why I was heavier into, you know, being a feature in a lot of other people's stuff, and then I started really pushing heavy on mine. But it's been a good vehicle to get my face out there, you know, to that 106 and Park audience, you know, and just, you know, keep them seeing me do positive stuff, you know, and so they see that I'm still relevant, I'm still grinding, and yeah, I just want to make, you know, consistently classic stuff and stuff that I can stand behind.
Well, have you talked to Tyler Perry in a while? I know you did. He helped you out, got you in the business, almost got you in the business. I guess you can say got you in the business. Have you talked to TP in a while?
I ain't spoke to Tyler since the last play that I did with them, the What's Done in the Dark. It's been a while because, you know, he's doing his thing. You know, I'm definitely happy for what he's doing and everything that's going on. And I'm kind of sort of glad that it's been this way because I kind of want to, you know, form my own lane. You know, I kind of want to make my own way, so to speak. And that's kind of what's happening now. And that way, you know, I don't have to, you know, say it was because of him. You know, I can say, you know, God did it. And right. He put me in the right positions and the right places and this, that, and the other. And they don't have to, you know, I don't have to be, oh, that's the guy that Tyler put on. I don't want that. You know, I work too hard for that. So I'd rather them, you know, initially give me the credit so I can pass it right on upwards to him, right, where he deserves it, and we can keep that rocking.
Right. So it's been a couple of years. Three movies you're going to be releasing. You're going to be a part of three movies this year alone. Can you tell us about those movies?
Yep. Well, there's the Dysfunctional Friends that I spoke on. And that's, you know, it's about 10 college buddies, and one of them actually passes, and you know, everybody comes back together for that funeral, and it's chaotic and funny and hilarious. I play Styles, this model who's so serious about modeling. Like, Styles is an idiot. It was fun being that dumb. You know, he's a likable bad guy, but it's a very funny character, and it was truly one of the funnest parts I've ever been able to play. And then there's Note to Self coming out. That's the romantic comedy, you know, college-based romantic comedy. Let me see. And then there's actually two other ones. There's We Are Family, which is a great cast. That's going to be released, I want to say, possibly on GMC. I think GMC is going to premiere that. We may actually do a music video for that one as well. And then that was going to be out on DVD probably this fall. And then there's The Good Life, which is probably going to be around the same time, maybe closer to the fall. It's romantic comedy ish. It's a little on the heavier side, and I'm a bad guy in that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm, you know, kind of a womanizer, kind of a, you know, kind of a bad guy. I can't always play the safe guy's ball. I don't always want to be. You know, there's no fun in that.
Right.
You know, I wanna, you know, make them dislike me sometimes in the movie. Be like, you know, I can't stand him.
Right.
You know, until the movie go off.
Right.
So, just that kind of thing. You know, I want to diversify so it's not, here you come to stay today again. You know, I wanna spread that out. You know what I mean? So that way when I do play a bank robber, when I do, you know, branch off into, you know, one day, you know, I hate to say it like this, but one day I may play a serial killer way down the road.
Right.
You know, I want them to understand that I got the chops to deliver that and make it believable.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm excited, man. Those four, and then who knows, you know, I've been approached about a couple shows, so once I lock them down, I'll definitely let you know. But shooting a show or two this summer, which will be airing in the fall. And as soon as that's concrete, paperwork signed, and we're on set, then I'll hit you and let you know about it and let you know the amazing cast.
That's
and,
good.
And we're going to keep it moving, man. I've been blessed to EP some things and write and create some shows and some films. And, you know, we're dealing with some networks on possibly shooting those as well, man. So it's a lot. You know, now I'm in a position to help bless some other people with some work. You know what I mean? And because I've met a lot of talented people along the way. So,
right.
You know, I want to give back, you know, because when I do that, it feels like I'm shining when they shining. So it's an awesome thing. So I want to bless other people with that element too.
Wow. On the phone line, Kristen King's on the phone line out in Los Angeles. The brother has been doing it. We haven't talked in a couple of years, but he has been doing it. Have you been to Grand Rapids lately?
Maybe about a year ago I had to come because, you know, my brother Pernell still stayed down there. So I got to come check on him and make sure he ain't lost his mind. but you know, I mean, that's family. So I got to,
right.
You know, I got to come get up with my brother. I definitely want to come on sneak back through there soon.
Right.
So yeah, definitely. And then, you know, of course, I mean, Muskegon, that's always going to be, you know, near and dear to my heart as well. I spent a lot of time over there with y'all. So,
right.
I think I'm going to have to plan like a week long trip and you know, just be in Michigan for about a week and kind of spread it out. I got to see Flint, Detroit, Grand Rapids, and Muskegon.
Right. Tell me these days and at Peace Jam and all these other events that you did. How did that shape you to where you at right now? I remember the first time I met you, man, like night and day, and you were so hungry, man. And
yeah, just appreciating it, man. I mean, when you do meet and greets and stuff like that, and you get to lay hands on the fans and the people who support your stuff, it makes you aware that, you know, these people are responsible for my livelihood. They make it possible for me to pay rent. You know, they support projects that I'm in, you know, relentlessly and consistently and faithfully, and that's awesome, man. So to, you know, I love taking pictures. I'm on thousands of Facebook pages and tweet pics and all kind of stuff. I mean, because it's the least I can do when folks, you know, show that kind of commitment and that kind of support for stuff that I've done over the years, stuff that I've spent hours and hundreds and thousands of hours on preparing for, you know, and they consistently come out and support it, man. You know, it gives me an opportunity to spend some time with them and give back. You know, I constantly do charity work. I constantly, you know, do community service, and I feed the homeless every week.
Wow.
You know, just.
You feed the homeless every week?
Yeah, every Wednesday downtown in L.A. It's an organization called My Friend's House, and it was started by Tiffany Rose. And, yeah, we pop in there around noon, and we usually feed quite a few homeless from noon to, like, 2.
Wow.
It just keeps everything in perspective, man. It just, when I pull up my chair to my table at night, you know, and have a meal, you know, it that matters. I realize, you know, the blessing that it's actually something on my plate. You know, it's actually a roof over my head, my heat's working, my light's on, you know, I got a little cable, you know, stuff like that, stuff we take for granted. You know, those are huge blessings, and it's a lot of people out here. There's 80,000 homeless people in L.A.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean, every Christmas, you know, every Thanksgiving, I take Christian down there, my son, and we feed the homeless, and we do stuff like that, man. And, yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I wouldn't trade it for the world.
That's good to hear. You have a passion for dealing with, you know, for people, the least of thee. And where did you get that passion? How can Christian relate to them?
Well, I mean, I was homeless. You know, I was eating out the dumpster, eating out of the trash homeless for a while.
Wow.
And it was tough. You know, it when I was 9, 10, 11, and 12, I was in a very abusive home. Mrs. Keyes was her name, my adopted mom, my first adopted mom. And, I mean, a 9-year-old or a 10-year-old should never have to make that decision, but as opposed to go home and get beat with the broomstick or the axe handle or, you know, have it stand outside naked in the snow, I'd just sleep outside. You know, I'd sleep behind Kmart's or I'd break into the school and I'd sleep in the gymnasium underneath the bleachers.
Wow.
You know, I'd sometimes I had to, you know, steal food from Farmer Jack's or Kmart's or something like that. And sometimes when they caught on to me and they knew I was regularly coming in there to steal food, then, you know, I had to dig around in McDonald's dumpsters, you know, to try to find half-eaten cheeseburgers and all of that, man. It was, that kind of humility never leaves you, man. That will stay with me forever. And I'm grateful for it. I wouldn't trade it for the world because it allows me to take all the success in stride and appreciate it and give credit and glory where it goes to God.
How old was you when you was going through this?
9 through 12. I ran away, spent my first night on the street when I was 9, which is crazy because my son's 9. And I can't imagine not knowing where he is or, you know, him having to make that kind of choice and him having to grow up that fast. You know, he's still a big kid. It's still all about video games. Whereas I was 9, I'm like, okay, you know, if I can probably pick the lock on the window in the kindergarten class because kindergarten and elementary got all the snacks and the popcorn balls and the cereal. So if I'm really hungry, I can probably sneak in there and get something to eat. That's not a decision a 9-year-old should ever have to make.
Right, right. You was in survival mode at 9 years old.
Yeah, so I had to grow up really fast. But I appreciate that for a couple reasons. One, I'm still a big old kid, you know. And then two, you know, like I said, I appreciate it, man. When I sit down, I bless my food. I bless snacks. I bless candy bars, protein shakes. My son blesses all his food because he realizes, you know, it's truly a blessing to be able to sit down and have a hot assortment of food on your plate.
Wow. Wow. What does acting do for Christian Keyes? What does acting and singing, what does it do for you?
It allows you to create, man, and be fearless, you know, and let your voice be brave and just go. You know, you build these characters to the best of your ability, and then you take them to set, and then when the cameras and lights come up and they say action, you just go for it. And if you put the work in, you know, I don't have to be critical of myself or second guess my decisions. This character has life. I've given him enough life and enough substance. And especially if it's a good script and it's, you know, the writing is good, which I've been blessed to do a lot of that lately, then I can just ride with it, man. And some stuff will come up and jokes will come and the improv moments will come and it's just the magic. And the same with singing. I mean, you get to create stuff that people can relate to. You know, I've gotten literally thousands of messages about I'm all right. You know, how, you know, like somebody tweeted me that they were considering suicide. And, you know, they said, a song of mine helped them, you know, reach the conclusion that they're going to be all right. They're going through, but they're going to make it to the other side. Like, you know how heavy that is for somebody to say that you had even a small part in helping them not kill themselves, man. So I want God to continue to use me like that. If that's what he wants me to do, then, hey, I'm with it.
Wow. Wow. This is huge, man. I'm glad, you know, and I know this, but I'm glad you still can open up and talk about some of the things you've been through in life and hopefully they see Christian Ski, they see the nice looking young man. They don't know what Christian had to go through to get to where you at. I'm sure it probably was a time in your life where you probably didn't even have any kind of self-esteem, did you?
No, man, my self-esteem was shot. I mean, you can't pass a kid around from foster home to, you know, 15 different foster homes, you know, 3-4 group homes, 3-4 detention centers. You damage and shatter that self-worth, that sense of self-esteem for a kid. So then, you know, there's hurt. That hurt eventually becomes frustration and then anger. And then, you know, you get the kids acting out and stuff. And I went through that phase too, you know, fighting, acting a fool and this, that, and the other. But then once I realized that a lot of that mess wasn't my fault, you know, and had to come to grips with that, like, okay, so now what? And now, you know, the only time I look back look at my past now is to see how far I've come and to see if there's any lessons I missed back there. But I don't live there. You can't live there, because if so, you'll miss out on your future, man. And I think I got a lot more future coming than I have past. I have much more future in my life. So it's been a blessing. Like I said, I wouldn't trade any of that, man, because it's left me in a great place as an adult. It's made me a better parent. You know, I think I have more fun with my son than my son has with me. You know, he's doing laser tag and, you know, we got these little Nerf guns and we, you know, my big grown behind, military rolling and hiding behind trees at the park, and we shooting each other. And they're looking at me like, is that your little brother? Like, no, this is my son. Excuse you before you get shot at.
Wow, that's good, man. That's good. And he's about 9 years old now, right?
Yep, Boogie is 9, man. He looks like he's 11. He's probably going to pass me in height because he's huge. But, yeah, he's a phenomenal kid, man. Great behavior, great attitude, you know, great grades. It's a blessing, man. He's like I hit the lottery with him, man. He made my life better immediately.
Wow. On the phone line, Christian Keys is on the phone line. He's out of Los Angeles. You see him on Let's Stay Together. When I was prepping for the show, somebody told me that you say you're still single and you're looking for a nice, beautiful black sister.
Amen. Yeah, I want a wife. At this point, you know, everything else is coming together, guys, bringing every single thing else in my life together. I will say this. I won't rule it out, but I don't think I'll end up with an industry woman. I think I'll end up with just an amazing, you know, everyday woman. Just because, you know, I mean, clearly she's gonna have to be a Christian. She's gonna have to, you know, I can't be filming in New Zealand and then I'm worried about, you know, her chasing around the Chicago Bulls trying to get Derrick Rose. You know, I need a Christian woman. Somebody, I need Mama Bear to be at home now. I think, you know, she got a whole Papa Bear down when I'm out trying to make these millions.
Right.
So, just that, man. But, you know, when it happens, it happens. I definitely am not gonna rush it, but I'm definitely open to the right, great relationship.
Right. Let's go back to Let's Stay Together. Who's producing that? Who's the producer?
The creator is Jackie Edmonds Kofor, and she's a G. Love her to death. Wonderful human being. Her and her husband make a great team. Her James is her husband, and it's a BET show. It's just awesome over there, man. I mean, they take great care of us. I don't let nobody say nothing bad about BET around me. So, you know, they because of the way they treated me, you know, which was really good. I don't let nobody, you know, people can say what they want to in their own home, but you around me, you hold your tongue, because these people, they've been a huge blessing. So, you know, why not?
Right. You have to. You can testify. When you can testify, then you have a reason to defend. And that's obviously with Let's Stay Together. And that's a good show.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes a long time to break away from what happened in the past. You can obviously see that they had reduced the amount of videos they play. It's not a video channel no more.
No.
So that's one thing they can say, that those things are gone from the days of just playing any kind of thing, because they don't have that much time now. And so
no, they don't. They literally play 10 videos a day on BET. Yeah, they play the 10 on 106 in Park, and that's all. But the good thing about doing, you know, a lot of the films that I'm doing, I can get my music in those films.
Okay.
Which is awesome. You know, so and now, because, you know, there's a buzz and there's a demand for me, thankfully, you know, I can put it in my contract that, you know, I you gotta guarantee me at least one song in the soundtrack, or, you know, two songs in the soundtrack, or whatever it may be. And that's a great place to be in, because I still get to share that music with the world.
Right. Now talk about the song I'm All Right.
I needed that song, man. I wrote that around 08, 09, when work was really slow, and, you know, some of the work that was coming my way, it would have cost me my soul to take. And yeah, it ain't worth it to me, man. I gotta be able to shave every day, you know, and if you can't look yourself in the mirror, you can't shave. So, you know, I had to pass on it. I was getting frustrated. I was, you know, the wind was out of my sail, and I needed something strong and positive. I needed that song more than anybody else, I'm sure. And literally, I cried probably the whole time writing that thing, because it was so, it was everything I needed. You know, I'm all right. I'm going through, but I'm going to make it to the other side, y'all. I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not going to break. I got faith. I'm going to keep on believing and dreaming I can do anything. I'm all right, and I'm going to make it. And to even say those words now, it just reminds me of what I was going through, and then it empowered me and just gave me an internal strength that, you know, to say those words and speak them and mean them and to know that I'm going to be okay, that it's a blessing on the other side of this trial. I got to go through what I'm going to go through, but I guarantee I'm going to be better on the other side. I got faith. I'm going to stand on that promise, on that fact that he's going to take care of me.
Wow.
You know, and that's where the song came from. And I'm just glad, you know, that it's touched people's lives. You know, it was one of the top 10 videos for all of 2011 for Gospel Music Channel, which is awesome because they play hundreds and hundreds of videos. So for a little independent artist with no label, you know, my wallet is my record label. So, I have no label.
I feel you on that.
To come out, you know, and make that kind of a buzz, man, it's awesome. And when you got, I'm gonna send you Entertaining Angels.
Okay.
Which is another inspirational song. I didn't, you know, I'm the boots on, cook my dinner naked kind of guy. You know, those are previous songs of mine. And for me to put out I'm All Right, it was like, Tease, you okay?
Right. That's another big transition, right?
Yeah. But it's, you know, I mean, and that, if that's what stations are gonna take to and really feel and fall in love with, then cool. You know, I may be blessed enough. I had a well-known artist, very well-known artist, want to get on Entertaining Angels with me. So if we're able to do it, I may do a remix with him on it.
Okay.
But it's an amazing, you know, it's just a great, positive song, man. I'm going to send it to you so you can premiere it out there because nobody's heard it other than that artist.
Wow. Yeah, you got to get it to me. Chris, you got time for me to play the song? I got it on YouTube right here. You got time?
Yeah, go ahead, tune it up, man.
Yeah, okay, I'm gonna play the song All Right, and then we come back and talk about that, talk about the industry for a few minutes before we let you go. I know you're in L.A. and it's beautiful outside, so we ain't gonna hold you up too much longer, but it's Christian Keys, I'm All Right, hang on line, he's right here.
Sometimes you just gotta encourage yourself. No matter what the circumstance, I'ma be alright. Yeah.
I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not gonna break. I got faith. I'ma keep on believing and dreaming I can do anything. Oh, I'm alright. And I'm gonna make it. Sometimes in my life it gets hard, things fall apart, the pressure and the stress, frustrated, nothing's going my way, and some days it gets hard to bear, but I can't stop, gotta get there. When it starts to get a little heavy, I encourage myself and say, I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay. I might bend under the pressure, but I'm not gonna break. I got faith. I'ma keep on believing and dreaming I can do anything. Oh, I'm alright. And I'm gonna make it. Lately, it's been crazy. Been through hell and back, but I made it, and I know there's a blessing on the other side of every trial. And I know he made me strong for a reason, and I know that it must be my season. So anytime that it gets a little rough, I encourage myself and say, I'm alright. I'm going through, but I'ma make it to the other side of y'all. I'm okay.
I'ma make it this time.
I'ma believe it. My time is right now. I'm ready right now.
I'm ready right now.
I'ma believe it.
I'm closer than ever, stronger than ever. I'm a believer, and I'm gonna be alright.
I'm gonna be alright.
Said I'm gonna be alright.
Wow, Chris, man, this is my first time hearing this song, man.
What you think, T.A.?
Man, I'm sitting here, me and Rob, I was like, man, we got to add this, brother. This is hot, man.
Yeah, I was trying to find the MP3 on it,
yeah,
and I couldn't when Christian first put that out there. I guess I got it from Chris, but I know I got it in my email, and I looked at the YouTube and stuff.
Wow.
I was like, that's hot.
That's but hot, man.
I didn't, you know. I was looking for the remix on that one.
Chris,
I don't know if I got it from Chris or Chris, I got it from, but somebody sent that to me.
So, Chris, you wrote this?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I was going through. I needed it.
Oh, man. I love this, man. I'm all right.
I'll make sure you're all up today, PA.
Please, man. You're right. I can see why this would be like in the top 10 in GMC, man, because this is inspirational, man. We need to hear that right now.
Yeah, oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Because everything came. I mean, I'm grown. Mm-hmm. Clearly, I'm a parent, PA. And, you know, so I've made a child. But everything on the radio can't be bedroom and, baby, that thing is looking good behind you. And you know, you mind if I put my hands on that? Every song can be about that, like, because otherwise, every single thing that the kids think of, you know, is going to be sexual, it's going to be immediate, it's going to be right now, and there's no big picture, there's no dreaming, there's no long-term thought processes for the kids, man, and for us, grown folks, I needed that song. You know, we need to hear that sometimes, because you have days where, you know, your neighbor's getting on your nerves, your boss is working your nerves at work, and you get a flat tire, and everything is chaotic, man, and you got to put things in perspective, you know, that, hey, it might be chaotic right now.
Right.
But it's going to be all right. God got me. I haven't forgotten whose I am. I'm his. So I'm going to be okay.
Now, Chris, there was two scenes in that video that ever since I seen it, I wanted to ask you about.
Uh-huh.
One, let me say both of them before you answer, but I wanted to get your opinion on it before I gave mine. One of you climbing that mountain, and one of the footprints in the beach sand.
Yeah. You already know what both of them were.
Okay, cool. I'm good then.
Yeah, I mean, you already know. You know, the footprints, I wanted to tribute to the old, you know, the footprints in the sand thing. Because when I was, it was probably, I was up one night trying to figure out, you know, we were planning a video. We had the video scheduled, and I didn't have the treatment. And I was trying to write the treatment, the storyline for it. And on TV, it was a story about these cats who race like 100 miles or something across this ridiculous desert, and it's like 137 degrees during the day, and this is some kind of sport. I'm like, what kind of idiot would do this for fun? but there was a purpose in there, you know, pushing themselves through that particular event and that trial, and I was like, that would be dope, like crossing the desert on this, that, and the other. And a friend of mine had given me this little refrigerator magnet that had the little footprints in the sand story.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, as soon as that went off, I went and got some out the fridge, and I saw the magnet, and I'm like, wow, that's it. And I said, now I know how I want to end it. Mm-hmm. And literally, it just, you know, it's got two pair of footprints, and, you know, it's written in the sand that you are never alone, as if God wrote it, you know, that you are never alone, because we are.
Wow. This is powerful. I like this song. I'm watching the video, man. And this is like, this is some very high quality video too, man. This technology ain't no joke. Man. This is like you did it on film, it. Man.
Yeah. Hey, what's it called? And when I tell you, we could have cut a 12-minute version of that, man. We had so much amazing footage. That's clandestine. They shot like my last four videos and they're awesome.
Wow.
And they're, yeah, man, I mean, they came in and they murdered it, and they made it look like, I promise you, we didn't spend the $100K that it looks like we spent.
Wow.
We spent a fraction of that, man.
It definitely looks like it.
Yeah.
All the scene. Now, Chris, we got Chris and Keys on the phone line, man. You like, you don't really got buffed up now, man. Like, you picking up houses out there now in LA.
Yeah.
You're moving to 405 by yourself.
I got to be ready, man. I mean, they call me for football stuff, basketball stuff, track and field, movies and boxing stuff. So, you know, whatever they call me for, I don't want to have to rush and almost kill myself trying to get ready in a week or two. I'd rather show up and be ready. So, you know, every day, 5 or 6 days a week, I put in that work. So that way I look normal in clothes. I can still hang a suit and play an attorney or a doctor or a school teacher. But if they need me to be, the last dragon or some kind of superhero, I'm going to go on in there and kill it because I'm ready.
You're ready. Mm-hmm. Man, before we went to the song, you talked about, that people, you had some offers on the table, but you pretty much had to sell your soul.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that? What were they actually, without naming the people, what were they actually trying to get you to do?
Everything that you can imagine. it literally would have cost me my soul and a couple of body parts.
Wow.
And the bad part is, when I moved here, I thought it was only women that had to deal with that. And it's not. Unfortunately, there's some, there's men in power that'll misuse that and kind of dangle a job or two in your face. And it's unfortunate, man, but I'm just grateful that God, gave me the fortitude and the strength to pass on that and be like, look, man, that's not my thing. If you're going to hire me, you ain't. But you call me again on this nonsense, and
you're going to catch problems, right?
Yeah, I'm talking you in the eye. I'm saying, God will have to forgive me for punching you in the throat this one time. quit coming up. I love women. I got a kid. I'm fighting for the away team.
It's like Busy Bone said one time, don't let the light skin fool you. There's something else he said after that. I can't say on radio, but he said, don't let the light skin fool you. I just look this way.
Exactly. Because I can hit a high note in the song. That don't mean.
That don't mean nothing, man.
It's just but also on the flip side of that, there's a lot of people out here who do seek you out just for your talent, and that part I love. So it's the gift and the curse. It's a two-edged sword, and I know, it's a lot of people out here that are taking those gigs for that, and then there's also a lot of talented people that earn it, I've fallen into that category. I'm not concerned about the, I'm going to touch my toes for this part.
Right.
I'm not fitting into that group, but that t-shirt don't fit me.
Right. So, that t-shirt. I knew it going out there, man. You don't have these conversations, and I'm glad that you stuck to it. You've been strong, man. And I'm just so happy. Couple more things, man. Last time we talked, there was somebody in your family that you was going to meet with. To do away with the past. Did you end up doing that?
Yeah. You know what? I tracked Mrs. Keys down, my adoptive mom. She passed. I tracked her down because I wanted to tell her that I forgive her, and that, the past was the past. And truthfully, I'm okay with the fact that she passed, because I genuinely have forgiven her and I'm over that. So, but I just wanted to say it to her because there's power in that, if it's a possibility, and that goes for anybody. If you hold on to something, if you catch yourself holding on to something, it's a lot of power in letting that go and saying, I forget. I was able to tell my birth mom, that I forgive her and that, that I don't blame her for, giving us up for adoption. Because as a kid, I thought it was her fault. I used to blame her, and that was unfair of me. I didn't know what she was going through. Trying to raise two young black boys, on her own. Off of a Kentucky Fried Chicken salary, with no car. We used to have to walk to her job and hide in the office every day for 8 hours. Like it was not a game, man. It was So she went through. In hindsight, she went through a lot trying to keep us, and she did her best. So I just wanted her to know that I loved her for her efforts and that I forgive her, and that when she's ready, she can track me down and we can go have lunch and she can meet her grandson.
What did she say, Chris? Did she just shocked to hear from you?
Yeah, because my brother, Lee, he's in prison right now. And it's unfortunate because he's still holding on to a lot of the anger and the woe is me and the world owes me something because, you know, I didn't have it easy. He's holding on to that. He's still limping on that crutch. And you can't do it, man. You can't. If you're dragging around designer luggage all your life and emotional baggage all your life, you can never fly because that crap will weigh you down.
Mm.
And it's just a matter of, you know, dealing with it, processing it, seeing what lessons you can learn, accepting responsibility if it was your fault. If it wasn't, then keep it moving. And so, you know, that's what he needs to do. But, you know, that's where I told her I was at. You know, that's, you know, I forgive you. That's over. You know, and it'd be nice to have lunch with my mom, you know, so you can meet your grandson.
Right.
And let's move past it. So at some point, she'll forgive herself. That's the other part of it. Mm. And then we can do it. But as of yet, I don't think she's forgiven herself.
And you feel a lot better now, huh?
Much better, man. Literally, I felt 25-pound lighter.
Hmm.
Wow. Immediately. Right off the bat, like, wow, is that what forgiveness is? I got to do this more often. I got to find some old people who have messed me up. Forgive you. I mean, I'm even going to walk up to people who ain't even killed that wrong.
I forgive you. Wow.
You got to do something soon to me one day, so I'll forgive you in advance.
Right.
You know what, Chris? Honestly, you should, just like you did this song, I'm All Right, maybe you should write something about that, bro, because it's a lot of us out here that haven't hit that benchmark you're talking about.
You speaking of yourself?
I don't know, bro. We ain't gonna go there right now. Not publicly.
Not publicly, right.
Not right,
right
now.
But you're right, though.
There's something in what you just said.
Forgiveness.
If you put some words, and that's the good thing about music and being creative and not being signed to a label. You can do your own thing. You have your own choices that you can make. Now, you know, take it from me, bruh. You know, you really need to touch on what you just spoke on.
Yeah.
It don't have to be the personal side, but if you made it personal like that, I think it would go a lot farther because it was coming from your heart.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, and when you do it, please make sure I get first run on that one, bro. Because I think that right there would save a lot of men like us.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you need to hear that. Because I've been at that crossroads too, bro, many a times. And it's hard. That crossword right there is not easy to deal with. And as a man, it makes it even harder, you know, because you have to wear this concrete persona about yourself.
Yeah.
And you can't show, you know, just if you can, Chris, write a song, man. Then give me a call. Maybe we can swap some stories. You can throw mine in there too, bro. But seriously,
that's something.
Yeah, something like that. I think would go a long way, man. Because you don't. How many men have you heard wrote songs like that?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and that's real. And it's happening. It's happening today, Chris. Man, thank you so much, man. As always, we always keep it real. And you always share your stories uncandidly, man. You open up, and I hope people who are listening can really be healed from what you had to say today.
Yeah.
You know, because there are some people, I mean, I have a hard time sometimes forgiveness, especially you think about childhood. You talking about childhood things from adults. You always have the question, I wonder why.
Yeah.
And I think it affects you me with my low self-esteem, why the biological father was never there. You know,
a lot of time when you're adopted out, that adds a deeper scar to the wound that's already there.
Right.
Because I know it did for me.
Right.
You know, I could have dealt with the fat being taken away to a certain extent. But at the same token, why you do that to me? Why couldn't you straighten yourself out? Why couldn't you do this or that? I know because I'm like me, P.A., I got 5 kids. Right. It ain't been easy raising them.
Right.
And I ain't had the finances all the time.
Right.
But I always made it work. Right. And it's the same thing, especially after you have kids. You have to think about that. I made it work. Why couldn't you make it work?
Right. Well, yeah, and I see, you know, part of that is your blessing in that too, man. The fact that it's made you think of it like that. Like, come hell or high water, I'm going to figure out a way to make this work for my kids. Because I know what won't happen. As long as I'm breathing God's air, my son's not going to want for a meal. My son's not going to dig around in no damn dumpster. I'm going to provide, and that's first. That's before I take these gigs. You know, I'm going to provide, and so I may not be as vehement. I might not be as good of a father had I had good parents, you know. I might have been spoiled. Mm-hmm. I might have started believing the hype and the press clippings, but right. Thankfully, you know, I went through what I went through, so it puts me in the mindset of no matter what, I'm dad first. I love it when I call my son every day, and the first thing he says to me is, "What up, though, daddy-o?" That makes my day. It's like I hit the lottery every single day when he says that, man. I'm winning. So, it's a beautiful thing, man. And we can look at those circumstances. Like I said, the best thing is just my opinion. Is to look back and see what lessons we can pull out of that, you know, as far as being better parents and being better men and moving forward and not making some of those same mistakes. But like right now, I'd love to sit down and have a beer with my dad, my birth father, because he's the only one I haven't been able to talk to. Okay. And I just want to pick his brain and find out, you know, what's your side of the story? You know, I do remember some things. I was three, so I still remember some things. You know, daddy had an afro with a hole in the middle. I want to have a beer with him. You know, I want to, you know, tell him that I forgive him and that I'm over it. And you know, clearly he's probably, he's got kids all over the place and, you know, he's not taking care of any of them, which is unfortunate. You know, so clearly he hasn't learned from anything. I mean, circumstances come and we're not always able to do everything that we want to do. But just to throw your hands up in the air on six or seven kids and say, you know what, I'm not going to have any kind of involvement with them. That's crazy. I got half brothers and sisters all over the country finding me on Facebook.
hey, Chris, I did a tweet, man. I didn't say it on the radio, but I did a tweet asking that they had a question for Kristen Kreese to call in. And so I'm opening up the lines, 231-722-8338. I got somebody here who has a TV show in Grand Rapids. She wants to ask you a question. Kanika, you're live on the air. You got a question for Kristen Kreese?
Yes, I do. Hi, Chris. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just want to say congratulations on your endeavors. I've been watching you on Let's Stay Together, and you're doing an excellent job.
Thank you.
Well, here's my question, and I'm in the car, so I'm hoping that this question has not already been asked.
Okay.
But what's been the most difficult part about your climb to success? You know, in everything, there's a catch-22. So I know it's been awesome, you know, with the celebrities and meeting everybody and following your heart. But what are some of the challenges that you've had to face?
I'll say that the one I mentioned earlier, which is, you know, not everybody is in your corner. A lot of people will, a lot of people see your vision for what they can get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating. And then, you know, to have, pretend friends, you know, come at you sideways, you know, about getting you involved in some work when they really only want, you know, sexual favors or things like that. Like that's, you know, that's the shady part of the business that people don't like to speak on. I'll say those things are definitely, you know, tough, and you never get completely used to dealing with those things. I'll also say another really tough thing about this is having to be away, you know, like when I'm filming out of town or something like that, being away from my son. Like, you know, sometimes, to be completely honest with y'all, because I always am with UPA, I do feel guilty sometimes about taking that time away from him. But I have to remind myself also that, you know, when God gives us gifts, you know, we make him smile when we use them to make our life better. And he didn't plant these seeds inside of me for me to drive a truck in Michigan. You know, he wanted me to be on TV so I can talk to people about, the, you know, all the
craziness I've been through in my life and how he blessed me because of it and how he's still blessing me and how I'm a great father even though I didn't have a mother or father. So it's he wants me in this spotlight so I can continue to give, you know, all the credit and glory to him. So this is where I'm supposed to be. And I have to remind myself of that. And I can't get down about feeling guilty about that. You know, I need to shine like God want me to do.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that it, Kanika?
Well, one more question since I'm on here and I'm a little curious.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched your video. What can we expect from you for, you know, singing and your CD? How's that going?
It's going great. Actually, I'm steadily recording new music. I got some new songs going into the Note to Self soundtrack.
Awesome.
PA is going to be premiering. He's getting the I'm All Right, so he can add that ASAP.
Right. But
I'll let you sneak that next one in too, the Entertaining Angels, which is a really good song, and a really, really positive song. I say it's a really good song because it's got a great message, and that message carried over into its production, and it made it a really, really good sounding song.
Okay,
thank you so much for your time and keep letting God use you, Chris. Thanks so much.
I certainly will. Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Kanika. Take care.
Thank you. See you later.
All right. 231-722-8338 WBSLP 1037 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. Christian Keys on the phone line. We have got this brother. We don't held him hostage now. Been like almost about 50 minutes, right? And the phone lines are ringing, Chris. Chris. Are you there? You there? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going back to the phone line. Caller, you live on the beat. You got a question or comment for Christian Keys?
Absolutely. I have a comment for Christian Keys.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Chris?
What's going on, bro?
All right. My name is Joseph Edwards. Your SAS.
SAS Winston. I knew your voice before you said your name, Joe.
Hey, bro, I just wanted to say... What's going on, Sam? Just want to say, man, I'm very proud of you. So proud of you, man. And I just want to tell you, I just happened to be working in Muskegon and heard you on the radio. Just want to tell you, man, much love to you and much success. And just we're very proud of you, bro. And so
I appreciate it, Joe. I appreciate it, Sam, man. You, I knew that voice right away.
Wow. Hey, Joe, any question you want to ask your Sam?
Sans, you know, next time you come into Grand Rapids, man.
Soon, but let me see. I will, after we get off the air, either you can give me yours or I'll give you my info. I can't really put that out there for all of Muskegon to have.
But I tell you what, if he called me, I can give it to him if you want me to, Chris.
Okay, yeah, Joe, leave PA your number so I can get it, and I'll send you mine as soon as he gives it to me this afternoon or this evening.
I see it on the ID caller. So we get you.
Okay, then. Great.
Thanks for calling, Joe. All right, take care.
All right, thanks.
All right, see you later, brother.
All right, we'll see.
231-722-8338. Christian Keys on the phone line. You've seen him on Let's Stay Together. Tyler Perry, My Dear Goes to Jail. And what else, Chris?
What? Oh, Lord, everything. Goodness gracious. I've done a lot of stuff over there at GMC. Hold on real quick. Thanks again for calling, Sam. with Gospel Music Channel, I've done a lot of stuff over there. She's Not Our Sister, Love Me or Leave Me, The Bachelor Party. I did that's out on DVD with Lamont Rucker, Genuine, and Essence Atkins. What else? Bunch of other stuff. We did Lord All Men Can't Be Dogs last year with myself, Brian different play. Cheaper to Keeper is myself, Vivica Fox, and Brian McKnight, and that was awesome. Working with, you know, two icons and learning from them.
Right.
You know, that was like being in class every day. And then Lord All Men Can't Be Dogs was myself, Vivica Fox, Elise Neal, Johnny Gill, John Gray, just an amazing, amazing cast. Tony Grant, we did that. I was actually executive producer on that. I brought that play to the studio.
Oh, really?
And,
okay.
Instrumental in getting that done because I've been doing, you know, theater for 10 years now, so they know, you know, I have an understanding of what it takes to put that together and make that, you know, make that work. So it was definitely a blessing. You know, they loved it. It was hands down probably one of the definitely top two or three plays I've ever done. Most fun, most powerful, most moving. It was awesome.
Wow. Chris, what is I know we, as we move in society, we set different benchmarks and goals. What is the next goals for Kristen Keys?
You ask incredible questions, PA.
thank you, man.
Oh, you must do this for a living.
Oh, right.
man, just to put out consistent and classy stuff, man, and classic stuff. Like, I want, like, I'm really excited for you guys to see Note to Self. It's funny, but, you know, it's one of the first scripts I wrote. I wrote it, like, in 04 or 05. And since then, you know, that bug really bit me, and I really, you know, been doing a lot of writing since then. But I just want to be able to create content when I want to, you know, good content, intelligent content that makes black folks look good and makes us look intelligent and look capable and able and limitless, man, and funny and witty. You know, we it, every black film doesn't have to have a stripper or a dope dealer in it or...
Right.
A felon in it. You know what I mean? There's, we have more to offer than just that.
Right.
So, you know, I want to show that side. I want to show that, you know, but I definitely want to be to the point soon to where I'm able to create content, you know, with the people that I'm partnering with now. And then on my own, eventually I can pull in the funding, you know, set the dates and we rock and roll. And I'll be able to call up the, you know, at that point, I'll be able to call up and reach out to the Morris Chestnuts and the Gabrielle Unions and the Idris Elbas and say, hey, you know, I got, this is the budget, this is the storyline, I want you to come, you know, be the lead in this movie, and I'm going to play the best friend,
right.
You know, and we kill it, you know, so that's where I'm going, that's what, and I'm not accepting anything less than that. God says that, you know, put your goals high, and so that's what I'm expecting from him.
Wow. Chris, man, I know we don't eat your battery up, bro. Because I know you're mobile, and I'm gonna let you enjoy the day. I could talk to you forever. We're friends, so I could sit up and talk. When we talked last week, man, I got his number for Pernell. We ended up talking for a while. Time just went so quick. But
yeah, man, it's been a minute, PA. But it's always a pleasure, brother. Like I said, you're one of the realest cats I know. And when Nell called me, he's like, is it cool that I give PA your number? I said, man, you better hurry up and get it to him. That's my guy. And, you know, I said, last thing I want him to think is I'm out here, you know, changing, acting funny. I was like, man, please make sure you give him my number. Tell him to call me today.
Yeah, man. And I'm happy to know that because Hollywood would change people. But I know you were strong, man. I knew you from the core, man. I knew we don't have plenty of conversations, so. I knew where your value is at. I'm so happy. I'm happy that to be a friend of yours, but I'm so proud of that your vision and what you plan on doing, man, and what you're not afraid to talk about what you went through in life, and maybe you can touch some other people out there along the way.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the calling and the purpose, man. And I thank you for, you know, y'all over there for giving us a vehicle to do that, man. And, you know, I mean, if they can't hear my voice, if y'all don't, you know, do the due diligence to keep the station up and keep the community interested in it and everything. So, you know, I need y'all as much as y'all need me. So I appreciate you.
That's why we're getting ready to play your song again on the way out. We're getting ready to play I'm All Right.
I'm going to text me your email address.
Okay.
If I don't have it already, PA, and I'll send you the MP3 this evening.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because I was looking for that MP3 on it. I looked everywhere on every music download site I could. I was like, well, if I didn't know Chris like I did, I would rip this from the video. I said, but I know that brother. I know he got to make his change, so, but I ain't gonna do that. So,
right, all right, Chris.
I'll send y'all the real version.
All right, we're gonna post this interview up on our website too for people that got in late, man. We're gonna post the whole thing up on bestblacknews.com and 1037thebeat.com.
Okay, right. And then tweet it to me, and then I can retweet it to my folks and everything.
All right, I sure will, man. God bless you, Chris, man. I'll talk to you later, man. All right.
Likewise, man. Yeah. Y'all brothers be easy over there. Thank you again, and I'll talk to both of y'all brothers soon.
All right, bro. Take care. All right.
Peace.
Wow, Kristen Keys. Proud of him, man.
Yeah.
He's all right.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good song right here.
Oh, yeah, real good song.
I'm playing it again. Be right back for the closing afternoon jams. Yeah.